This is attending to the ordinances, staying in love with God. This is episode 1, an introduction to the series. In 1736, in the wake of a failed missionary trip to the colony of Georgia, John Wesley, a priest of the Church of England, was at a crossroads. For many years, he had been seeking after the assurance that he was engaged in the things of God. And yet, that assurance seemed lacking. This was a man who, when he was in college, had been part of a group so intentional in keeping the faith that they were derisively called Methodists for their methodical devotions to God. But at this point in his life, Wesley was looking for some sort of sign that his striving for God was justified. On his way back from America, he had entered into a relationship with a group called the Moravians on the ship going from America to England. And so on May 24th, 1738, he was meeting with folks from that group on Aldersgate Street in London. And at that meeting, he had what he called a heartwarming experience. And that experience would lead both him and his brother Charles to a new ministry of transformation that would eventually become a worldwide movement. Now, in 1739, Wesley began the first of what would become known as class meetings. The small group experiences were an opportunity for people wanting to grow in their faith. It gave them an opportunity to connect with one another and focus on mutual accountability in love. And over time, as the movement grew, Wesley developed a structure for these classes, and he appointed class leaders to facilitate the meetings. Now, admission to these classes was open to all who, as he said, had a desire to flee from the wrath to come and to be saved from their sins. Wesley was not somebody that avoided the dramatic. And the desire to flee from the wrath to come would be demonstrated by a willingness to abide by three simple rules. The first one, doing no harm, avoiding evil of every kind. The second one was to do good, to be merciful in every way, to have an opportunity to show love and be kind to others. And the third one, he said, was attending to the ordinances of God. Those ordinances, he said, were the public worship of God, the ministry of the word, either read or expounded, the supper of the Lord, family and private prayer, searching the scriptures, and fasting or abstinence. Now, this podcast is about the third of what some now call the three simple rules. It's based on the title of a book about the general rules of the Methodist movement written by Bishop Reuben Job. Now, Job knew that talking about ordinances would be strange to modern people. We don't use that word anymore. And so he would reframe this third rule in a much more positive way. He would say that attending to the ordinances of God means staying in love with God. And that's ultimately what this podcast is about. The things we do to help us stay in love with God. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus is asked by the religious leaders of his time to identify the most important commandment in all of the law. And Jesus responded with a teaching from the book of Deuteronomy. It wasn't one of the big Ten Commandments, but it was considered probably the most valued scripture to the Hebrew people. It was called the Shema. It said, "Israel, listen. Our God is the Lord, only the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your being and with all your strength." And these words were so important to helping the Jewish people remain connected to God that they are still reflected on today. They're still thought about all in the life of the Jewish people. Even today, Orthodox Jews keep small scrolls of this text on their bodies, so they'll be remembered. They wear these boxes on their foreheads and on their wrists, and each one of these boxes contains a scroll that has the Shema written on it. Jewish households have these boxes on the doorposts. As a matter of fact, I have one on the doorpost of my office that I got in Israel. And inside the beautiful little box on the doorpost is a little scroll. And it has that word to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your being and with all your strength. Jesus understood that the number one task of everything in God's creation was to love God. And then, of course, he added loving neighbor as well. The ordinances of God that Wesley mentioned were activities, what we sometimes call spiritual disciplines or practices, that help us stay in love with God. Sometimes we describe them as means of grace. That is, when we engage in these practices, they are the means by which God's grace is given to us, the means by which we are able to grow more in our love of God. A former professor of mine once stated that when we participate in these practices, God shows up as if by appointment. These are activities that people of faith have found over time help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of God. Now, I'm working on this podcast as we approach the season of Lent. And in the Christian church, Lent is a special time of focusing on our relationship with God, the community of faith, and the world. And this tradition arises from early in the life of the church when people wanting to enter the Christian community were required a special time of preparation before their baptism and First Communion. Included in that season were practices of faith like the ones that Wesley mentioned. And my goal with this podcast is to think about how these spiritual practices for us today have meaning so that we might draw on them for our own spiritual growth. Now, I should say at the outset of this endeavor, I'm no expert in these faith practices. In fact, I struggle with them as much as anyone else. And yeah, I'm an ordained pastor in the United Methodist Church, but more often than not, I can find myself consumed with the tasks of taking care of the building and dealing with staff conflicts and ensuring that the bills are paid rather than spending my time in prayer and Bible study. One only has to look at my waistline to know that I am not an especially disciplined person. I wish I could claim to be an expert in the practices of faith, but I'm at best an average player. This means that we're all on this journey together. We all will be learning the meaning of the ordinances of God in our own lives, and hopefully sharing with one another what we're learning. My hope is to create a space for reflection and discussion, which opens all of us to new revelations about how we can best stay in love with God. And I do hope this can be a dialogue as well. Please feel free to leave comments on the podcast page or email me at jvoorhees@cityroadchapel.org. So in our next time together, we're going to be thinking about the importance of the public worship of God. We live in a time when worship attendance is in decline among almost all faith groups. It just doesn't seem as important as it used to be, maybe even 50 years ago. And so why then is public worship so important? Why would Wesley think that we need to engage in worship together as a means of staying in love with God? So, as you're preparing for our next session, I want you to think about your own experience of worship and ask yourself how you think worship can connect you to God. And I hope that we all can come together with a new appreciation for why the community gathering together in the worship of God helps us connect to God at a much deeper level. So thanks for being with me today. I hope you'll stay with me through the rest of this series. And as we go on from our time together today, I ask that you hear this benediction to help carry you through.
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm and the rains fall soft. And until we meet again, may God keep you close to Him. Yes, may God.